Welcome to Bids and Purchases Committee, Monday, March the 6th, 8:15 a.m. Item number one is a call to order, which is what I just did. Item number two is approval of minutes from the February 6th, 2020.
Move for approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Public comments? Anybody have any comments they would like to come forward? And we'll give you 2.5 minutes to come up and address us if you'd like. Seeing no one, we'll go ahead and move on. Item number four is awarded contract for Alhambra Hall Restoration Design, and I will defer to Ms. Marcy.
Yes, sir. This is a contract for consultant to perform testing and develop bid documents for the renovation of the Alhambra Hall building, the grounds, and the playground in anticipation of construction. Staff recommends using one of our on-call contractors, McCormick Taylor Incorporated, in the amount of $367,240.
Okay. Committee, anything?
Move to approve. Second.
All right, so we've got a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Marcy, could you tell them what kind of design people these are? Are they architects? Are they engineers? Are they skilled in historic preservation, that kind of thing?
They are our on-call engineering services. I'm not as familiar with the detail, Mr. Weiswell.
Yes, sir. The they will have the full package. Andy Weiss, Public Service Director. They'll have the full package. They'll have architects and engineers, and they've got the historical aspect covered and all that. That's why we looked at a bunch of the different on-call firms, and this was the best qualified to do what we needed to do down there at the old village.
Right, because that's a very historic building. Just want to make sure we're protecting it.
Yes,
thank
sir.
Thank you, Andy. Any further discussions, guys? All right, we got a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Item number five is award of agreement for the on-call construction project for management services.
Yes, sir. The town issued a request for proposals for a firm to provide the town with on-call construction project management services and to serve as the town's owner representative. This will allow the town to utilize services for a number of our diverse construction projects in the next couple of years. Four firms submitted proposals and were evaluated by the selection committee. Staff recommends entering into an agreement with LCK Incorporated to be our on-call consultant for the town's construction project management services.
Okay. Committee? Any questions?
First of all, move for approval to
second.
For discussion purposes.
Okay. We've got a motion and second. We're in discussion.
Again, can you explain what the professional services they're going to provide and what their skill level is in terms of what we're asking them to do?
I can answer that, Mr. Chapman. Good morning, members of the committee. This is part of the discussion that was entered into either before or just after the recreation referendum. And what's happening to us now as an organization is it used to be we had a handful of capital projects every year. Those projects would be managed usually by the department head or his or her designee. That process worked okay for a long time. What's happened now to us is we've grown from just a handful of manageable capital projects to now we have, you know, dozens of capital projects, necessitating the need for a firm with experience in capital project management to oversee the entire development and construction of our projects. As I mentioned, particularly because of the recreation referendum and what that is going to deliver, this type of work is necessary. My personal belief is this firm that selected, they went through the normal process, competed against others, will save us more than what they cost us every year. But that's where this originated from. They do this only, by the way, it's important to mention, anyone who currently does work for us, meaning on a particular project, architecture firm, engineering firm, someone else, was disqualified or prohibited from being selected because we didn't want some firm like that overseeing themselves or others that they work with. This is an independent group that will work arm in arm with the town to oversee the progress of our capital projects.
There's no question that we need to expedite these projects. Mm-hmm. I commend staff for the thought to move quickly to get these projects underway. Thank you.
And Eric, so they're paid, they're hired and paid on a project by project basis, right? It's not like a yearly retention fee or something.
Correct. So every project will have a certain amount that will help support this contract. You know, I should have described it this way early on. The school district, many school districts, ours locally, got into such a massive capital campaign that it started to grow really too big for their own professional staff to handle. They needed support. And so that's what this firm will do. So every project will have a certain amount that will go towards supporting them and their work.
I had a really good experience with such a company, and I really didn't want to use them because I thought we could handle it internally, but it ended up saving us money in the long run. And I mean, I watched it carefully, and it wasn't like BS. It was truly savings. So good job.
All right. Anything else from the committee? All right. So we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. All right. Item number 6 is adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody. Good meet. Let's hope we can stay on this for the rest of the day.
Yeah. I agree.